It's time now to talk about children and their level of safety and emotional well-being in South Africa. We know what tough times we are living in, and children are experiencing horrific levels of violence in the home, either as direct victims or as witnesses of domestic violence, now more than ever. And to help address these issues, NGO Jelly Beans has partnered with UNICEF to produce a resource, a little booklet that can help children through this. I've got a lot more information at hand, but unfortunately we are limited with the time that we can give to this interview, so I'd like to allow the guest to speak more than myself. I'm joined now by the head of Jelly Beans, Edit Creel. Edit, good morning. Thanks for joining us on this Heritage Day. Talk to good us morning. About the background of this project that you've started, Protect Children and Help Them Heal.
So we know that the children in our country are at risk and are vulnerable of so many different forms of abuse and violence and neglect. And we really need people to stand up and look at how to protect and care for these children. So what we looked at is who is responsible? Who do we need to ask to help with this? And of course, it's always adults that are responsible for taking care of children. So this booklet looks at helping adults, caregivers, so that could be parents, extended family members, child and youth care workers, foster parents, at how they can help children who've experienced trauma. Now, some of these children would be going into a formal child protection or criminal justice process. So how does that work? Who would they meet along the way? What could happen? What are their rights? It also looks at the therapeutic process and why that is so important for children so that we don't carry trauma into the next generation. But then also, very importantly, looks at helping caregivers look at what they can do in helping their children heal from trauma. I think very often caregivers are so helpless and feel like there's nothing that they can do. But in fact, they're probably the most important people in the healing journey for children. And so we look at helping them as to, you know, what would be important things to keep in mind for their children and how best to help their children.
So is the book geared towards adults then?
It is geared towards adults. We decided to start there. Okay. As much as we know children also need information, but we really wanted to focus it on the people who are responsible for taking care of children.
And how do people get hold of it, Edit?
So it's available for download on our website, which is jellybeans.org.za. For free, you can download it from there. If people want to get hard copies, they can contact our office on info@jellybeans.org.za. And we're hoping that this is just the start of many more of these kinds of booklets and opportunities to empower caregivers, children, and of course people working in the system to better care for children.
You know, I can see why this is critical, if not urgent. Just looking at these statistics, a third of children experiencing some form of sexual abuse. A third.
Absolutely. A third. That's one in three children. If you think of all of you having a bride today, have a look around at the children. One in three of those children will be sexually abused before the age of 17.
That is
in our country.
That's absolutely horrific. And of course, the violence statistics equally as horrific.
Exactly. You know, I think we need to be so thoughtful of that sexual abuse is not the only thing that happens to our children. Violence, physical abuse, emotional abuse, you know, and neglect, it's probably one of the most damaging things that can happen to our children. And, you know, so many of our children in our country are experiencing neglect right now.
You know, and then you look at the crime rates in this country and what's happening with gender-based violence, and it's not really surprising. It's history repeating itself, isn't it?
Absolutely. And what we do know about trauma, very importantly, is that it's there's a cycle of trauma. So if I am a child and am exposed to violence, the likelihood of me taking that trauma into the next generation, into how I raise my children, how I choose a partner, and my children then taking it to the next generation, we know that that is very much how violence works. And so, unfortunately, like you say, why are we surprised that there is so much violence in our country? We really need to stop this cycle of violence, because otherwise we're just never going to get out of it. And as adults, we have to stand up and better care for our children. and other people's children.
You literally took the words out of my mouth. I mean, how do we stop this cycle of violence?
I think it's really about saying no one else is going to do it. It's up to us as adults, as parents, as caregivers. You know, and often people say, but, you know, my children are, you know, they're fine or whatever. But you know what? You can be a hero in another child's life. It may not be your child. But if you start to care for, just look out for, mentor another child, you are creating an opportunity for that child to be a healthy, happy adult and change their trajectory in terms of what they take into the next generation.
So Edith, the immediate call for action here for our listeners is to go to your website, download this booklet and share it as widely as possible. Is that correct?
Absolutely. It's also available on Facebook, the link. So please go onto our Facebook page and share as widely as possible. We really want this to get out there to as many adults as possible to better care for and protect our children. They so need it.
Edith Creel, thank you so much for your time on this public holiday. I would encourage all listeners out there to go to the Jelly Beans website and Facebook page. That's Jelly Beans with a Z. They've partnered with UNICEF to produce this resource, and it's just so essential in this time that we are living in.